but I've had to take a break now. I, like, my nervous system is forcing me to.
The other things that you've seen at the protests, does it seem the brutality of the police is unjustified and unwarranted based on the actions of the protesters as you've watched and seen?
Absolutely. It's been disproportionate the whole time, which is part of why it's felt really important for me as a live streamer to be streaming continuously, to not just be doing little clips that then I post, because if people who aren't there can watch it unfolding in real time and make their own assessments, they can see for themselves there's nothing about this that is a riot. So this disproportionate response, I mean, to me, it's like it's so normalized. This is just how they are now. And it seems like they just, when they're tired, they decide to call it an unlawful gathering or unlawful assembly or riot or whatever. Like I said, I've seen people throw water bottles.
And in your opinion, it's the Portland police that's been pushing the violence to begin?
Yeah, I mean, if we're zooming out and looking at it, if they had just honored the demands as they were outlined a couple months ago, this may have ended a long time ago. What was asked for was the defunding of the police, which a lot of people don't understand. That means like taking funds that are going to the police and reappropriating those funds to community building initiatives, etc. If they had actually, during that budget session, actually defunded the $50 million instead of $15 million, which was like, you know, you're trying to appease a little bit. If they'd actually done the whole $50 million, that might have been a different story or something closer to what the demand was.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Again, we've been speaking with Zipporah Lomax, who is an independent photographer and videographer in Portland. This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO Radio.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. We talk about what's going on for programmers, what's going on for volunteers, what's going on for you, the listener. So, yeah, it's one of those shows that's for our KBOO fans. I'm your host, Jenny Yokoyama, and I'm also one of your interim station co-managers. Thanks for tuning in with me tonight. So in the news for our volunteers, just an announcement about our JEDIB sessions that are remaining this week. We actually have just one more class that's happening on Thursday. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. We're going to be going over what is JEDIB for your program. And of course, JEDIB standing for Justice, Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, and Belonging. Something so important that every single programmer should be, you know, keeping that in mind, having that equity lens as we do our programming for this next year. So bring your questions, bring your suggestions. Yeah, and let's talk about how we approach JEDIB in our programming for the next year. So again, that's our last JEDIB session. That's actually for our public affairs programmers. That'll be happening tomorrow. That's Thursday at 7 p.m. And you can get that link, of course, in your last all programmer email, because, of course, it's a Zoom meeting. This is not a required class, but it's highly, highly recommended that you attend, because this is community. And yeah, so it's about coming together and talking about how we do this as a community. So looking forward to seeing everybody there. Then our next big piece of news is for anybody. We're literally putting out an announcement to anybody that's out there that's interested in radio. We are hosting a program proposal drive September 1st through 14th. So what is a program proposal drive, you ask? Well, I'm so glad you asked that question because I'm about to talk about it. What it is that we are opening up our program proposal application to KBOO volunteers and non-KBOO volunteers. So if you're somebody who thought, you know what, I have an idea for a radio show, or maybe you're just thinking about it right now since I'm mentioning it, and you thought, you know, I've always kind of been wondering about what it would be like to do a radio show, and I would love to host a music show about my favorite genre. Well, right now is your chance. If you go to our website at kboo.fm/program proposal, you will find a form for submitting your idea for a show. So with that form, you're going to have to include all your sort of information that you would think you'd have to include, like the idea for your show and maybe the title for your show, who's going to be the host of the show. But you're also going to have to turn in a 1-hour pilot with that as well. So if you have any questions about this process, you can email our program director at program@kboo.org. You can also make sure to go onto that webpage again. That's kboo.fm/program proposal. And there you'll see all the requirements that it takes to turn in a program proposal to KBOO. And there you'll also see where we have our current programming openings. Right now, we have openings in our public affairs. We have openings in our music programming. We have an opening for one of our radio theater hours. And so we are ready. We are ready to hear all of your ideas, and we're ready to put some new people on the air, because that's what we do here at KBOO. It's about being volunteer powered and finding the voices from the community. So again, if you have any questions about what it is to turn in a program proposal, email our program director, and her email address is program@kboo.org. Again, you don't need to be a current KBOO volunteer to do so. You do need to have some skill, digital editing skill, because you'll have to be putting that 1-hour pilot together. But you don't need any radio experience, because that's what KBOO is for. We're here to teach you how to radio. And even if your digital editing skills are minimal, we are always here to help our volunteers and to support them in their growth of their radio shows. So really looking forward to hearing what everybody has there. Program proposal drive. And from our development and revenue team, a quick announcement that right now we're in the middle of our summer appeal. And if you are able to donate to KBOO right now, we have a match going on where every dollar that you give during the summer appeal will be matched up to $10,000 thanks to Ronnie S. LaCrue Fund of the Oregon Community Foundation. So thank you so much to Ronnie LaCrue of the Oregon Community Foundation for making that match possible. And thank you so much to all of our supporters who have actually taken advantage of that and given to the summer appeal. So make your dollar count twice. Hey, that's pretty nice. You know, all you got to do is go onto our website. Again, everything's always through our website, kboo.fm. And we got that donate button right at the top of our webpage. So easy to give. And you can give a one-time gift or consider becoming a monthly sustaining member. A lot of our support comes from people like you who are listening right now who give, you know, just like $5, $10 a month to show their support for community-supported, volunteer-powered radio. And for people who are wondering, how can I support KBOO right now in other ways that aren't just financial? Well, we're always looking for volunteers. We have tasks that off-air volunteers can definitely do. So if you are looking to become a volunteer for KBOO right now, which, like a lot of life, is, you know, remote volunteering, but we do have roles for our remote volunteers right now, send our volunteer coordinator an email. That's volunteer@kboo.org, and we can get you plugged in. Well, that is all I have for today's News from the Boo. You can tune into News from the Boo and hear all things KBOO every Wednesday at 5:45 right here on your community radio station. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you again next week.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Reclaim, a community panel on land and housing, on Saturday, August 29th from 3 to 5 p.m., streaming online. In this panel, Max Ramo will discuss his work with Take Back